ITU is a technical organization, so we develop the international standards that most of the telecom networks rely on to carry the internet data. We also allocate on a global level spectrum. Spectrum is very important now for access to the internet, because more people access the internet using their smartphones than any other means. Now 2.2 billion smartphones in use, and we have less than 4 billion people connected to the internet, so the majority are using smartphones. This means that there's more and more people wanting faster and faster connection to the internet from their phones to download more and more data, which means that there's a great pressure on frequency spectrum. We need to find allocations for the spectrum to provide the means of carrying all this data, and it has to be agreed globally. If it's not agreed globally, you're not going to have interconnection, you're not going to be able to move from country to country and make use of your phone. Also, compliance to international standards is important, so that the cost of these devices will be reduced through the economies of scale. So that's a major function we have, the spectrum and the standards, and also bringing the benefits of this technology to developing countries by running projects and programs, and encouraging countries to adopt an enabling environment, the policy and regulatory framework which will encourage an investment in the rollout of the networks in developing countries.
You were mentioning a while ago about that over 4 billion people have access to intelligent smartphones. And this brings me to the situation of the amount of people that do not have access, not only to smartphones, but also to the internet. How do you think this gap can be, you know, solved, this situation can be taken care of?
Yes, well, according to our ITU statistics, there's 3.9 billion people still unconnected. And if you look at that on a countrywide basis, it's very poor statistics, especially in the least developed countries. In least developed countries, only one person out of seven is connected. So a huge challenge. And the problem is that in many of these countries, 80% of the population is living in rural areas. So the business case for bringing broadband access out to these villages and sparse areas is very difficult to justify for industry. So we need to have innovative public policy partnerships to bring this technology out there, because if you don't have broadband access, then you can't benefit from all the services and products that are available on the internet. Broadband access is the key, and urban areas you can rely on fiber. But bringing fiber out to all these sparsely populated areas, villages and such, doesn't make economic sense.
But precisely, ITU, you know, with the development of the technology, we have understood that over the last 10 or 15 years, having access to broadband is pretty much related to wired connections. But now comes wireless connections. To what extent this can benefit those populations that are in remote areas, in isolated areas?
Yeah, this is the way to go, clearly, because with wireless you can get a much wider connection at a lower cost. Or you can go to satellite. You know, satellite can cover a very wide area. It's not the high capacity that you've got with fiber, but you can cover a large area. If it's sparsely populated, it can work very effectively. So this is quite right. This is the way to go.
So definitely this is the way to go if we are going to achieve the sustainable development goals.
Yeah, as you said, you know, we got 17 sustainable development goals, but if you look at the targets required to meet those goals, you're going to need ICTs to accomplish every one of those 17 SDGs. You can look at, let's take, the goal is to halve the number of deaths and injuries on the roads. You can only achieve that through ICT, through smart traffic management techniques, or self-drive cars. Self-drive cars will greatly reduce the number of accidents. If you look at the aim of bringing quality education to everyone, that's where you're going to need ICTs, because you can use e-education techniques. If you look at healthcare, you can connect the hospitals to the remote clinics and the remote clinics to the patients through ICTs, so that diagnoses can be carried out from the hospital right to a remote area without having to wait for a specialist or a doctor to travel out there. And they can diagnose the problem and propose the treatment remotely. So access to healthcare will be greatly benefited from ICTs. Climate change, you know, you're only going to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by the extent that climate experts say is necessary through smart and clean technologies like ICTs. It's been estimated that ICTs can reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 20% by 2030.